two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Perfect. Talk about chess. I'd like to learn something about you. General questions.
Yes. The elementary school over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Chickens, dogs, we have a cat, goats, ducks.
Do you have a favorite TV show or movie, and can you tell me about it?
Not really. I don't really watch TV much. Just not really. Just I mostly play video games rather than watch TV or movies.
What kind of video games?
Usually like strategy games. Just like strategy type games.
Do you like to read books or magazines? And if you do, which ones?
Books, not magazines. Mm-hmm. But books, just like the adventure types, like not mysteries, but just like adventure.
And have you want to ask me anything?
I know. Okay. Oh wait, what is this? So what is this study like? You're trying to like find out what something more about chess or something?
Oh, we're studying what that people are interested in. They're interested in chess or other sports. Do you have any other questions? Okay, now I'd like to ask you about chess.
Okay.
How long have you played chess? How many years?
Since I barely learned at like 7. I didn't know how to play like at all hardly, but just that's when I started getting taught a little bit.
So let's say, how old were you when you first started to play? Then it was 7?
Yeah, probably like 7 or 8. Like 8, that's when I started to actually know how to play, like.
And who taught you to play chess?
My neighbor.
Do you have a chess rating? If you do, what is it?
Chess what?
Chess rating.
You mean like rating?
Some chess players have a rating.
I don't have a rating.
Do you have a chess coach or teacher, and can you tell me about him or her if you do?
We don't have a coach this year, but last year we had, his name was Mr. Cook, and he was kind of like an elderly man, and he came in and he would teach us tips and stuff, and we'd play him, and he was really good. He was really good.
So then do you belong to a chess club now, and which one?
Just the one in Miss Max's room. One that got all this set up or something.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you play chess in a typical week?
Once a week, like once or twice a week on chess club day.
And who do you play with the most?
Pretty much anyone that comes to chess club, usually. His name's, sometimes Blue Jerry, that's his name. But it's pretty much whoever comes to chess club, just play with.
Jared
is, he's pretty good at chess. He's better than me. And he comes to chess club. And I don't know how to describe him. He's tall. He's in 8th grade.
Can you name any famous chess players? And can you tell me something about
him? I don't know any famous chess players.
Do you ever play chess on a computer? And if you do, can you tell me about that?
I tried once, but it didn't work. It doesn't. Like, I tried getting one online, but it doesn't work. It didn't work, so I don't play chess on the computer.
How come
it didn't work? I don't know. I tried, like, doing it, and, like, the internet was messing up or something, so it just didn't let me.
Now tell me why you enjoy chess.
Because it's, like, a strategy game, and it's not, like, lucky. You can't get lucky really in that game. When you win, it's because you were smart. It's not just because you were just lucky that you rolled the dice and it was randomly that you won. more of a skill game.
I'm not too familiar with the game of chess. You probably know a lot more than I do. So I'd love you to explain something to me. I'll ask you some questions. First of all, how many people play the game of chess at one time?
The chess club?
If you're playing a game of chess, how many people can play at once?
Oh, two.
I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is? Can you explain it to me?
Simultaneous, do you mean like where there's different
chess?
Oh, it's like an alternate version of chess. We call it Bug House.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you don't play by the rules, you play like by a different set of rules. And like, it's two different people, like, and you're on a team. Like, the person across from you, you're on a team with. Like you're versing someone, and then someone else is playing, and then you play with someone else. And then like, when you take out one of your opponent's pieces, you give it to him, and he gets to place it on the board. So you don't play by the rules of the game.
Tell me about the different pieces and how they're supposed to move.
There's the pawn, and you can move it two spaces forward on the first try, and after that it can only move up once, and it can take out pieces diagonally one space, and then the rook can move any space horizontal or vertical as much as it wants, but it can't jump over pieces. And then the knight moves like an L pattern, like I think three up and like one to the left or right or anything, in an L pattern. It can jump pieces, and the queen can move anywhere, like diagonally or vertically or horizontal, but it can't jump pieces, like not like the knight, just anyway. And the king can just move one square anywhere. And the bishop can move any space diagonally on its color.
Now tell me about the goals of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
Beat the other player. Just take out their king. That's the whole point, is to take out the king. But a lot of times you have to kill a lot of pieces to do that.
Now tell me the rules that the players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think of about the game of chess so that someone who has never played before would know how to play. All the rules that they need to know.
Like what I just described to you? Well, you just take turns playing. You just take turns moving a piece. And, you get to... So you just take turns, and then, the objective is to just try taking out the king, and... I don't know how to explain it, but you're just not really supposed to talk. It's kind of like a quiet game. I mean, you can, but if you want it to be serious, you just don't really talk.
Now I'd like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
If you it's good to learn some defensive strategies to try to arrange your pieces in ways that they're hard to crack, so hard to get through and break through without them getting, that's probably, and you have to always stay on the offensive, because then people will play off of you and just keep advancing over and over and over. And you have to stay offensive, you have to kind of be defensive at the same time, and study your moves and try thinking several moves ahead. That's pretty much what everyone does.
How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
Maybe an hour or 30 minutes. Well, it depends. Like the chess teacher that come, he came and we spent or an hour and a half on it. We spent an hour and a half for playing, and we didn't even get close to finishing. We had to save the game and come back to it, because I only beat him once because he was really hard.
What makes a game last a long time?
If you take like a lot of time between moves, and it's not just like a big flurry of activity. You just, it's kind of like dancing around a lot.
And what makes a game end quickly or be short?
If you don't like pay attention. If you don't pay attention, and if you just like just fool around, or if you don't have the chest.
Do you know how to use a chess clock? Can you tell me about it?
When we went to tournament one time, you had to, if they want you to go faster, they give you like a chess clock thing, and after every of your moves, you push a button on your side of the clock, and then it switches to your opponent's time. And like, if you have 30 minutes, like if you run out of time, like you only get like 30 minutes to for your game to complete. And if you like the objectives, you have to like move fast, like in the end, because if they get if you run out of time first, you lose. So you have to play a game under time.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about chess? Anything at all?
Not really. It's fun.
Well, thanks again for talking to me today. You've been really helpful, and I've enjoyed working with you.
Okay.
Now I'd like to give you a souvenir pen.
Thank you.
From the University of Oregon.
Thank you.